This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, bring her on in. Bring Megyn Kelly. Bring Megyn Kelly on in. All right.
Hi, guys.
Megyn Kelly. I wasn't joking. Megyn Kelly is now joining us in studio. She wanted to clear. She wanted to clear the air about the pepper spray comments, and she's going to cook us all dinner later. Megyn Kelly joins us in studio. There you can see she never actually left. Megyn Kelly never actually left.
It's wearing a Trump t-shirt.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Megyn Kelly is
You're not a journalist. You're not a journalist. Uh-oh. And you're not a journalist.
Megyn Kelly wouldn't be caught dead wearing a Trump t-shirt. So that's obviously.
Oh, that's Megyn Kelly. What are you talking about, David? It's right there. It's a corpse. It's nothing but bone. It's Megyn Kelly. And then here's her arm.
What are your original thoughts on what's happening right now?
I don't know. I don't see a teleprompter anywhere to read off.
Oh.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is we also had this weekend, we had That's Steve Megyn Bannon Kelly. Troll the press. And they kept saying, you know, why aren't we seeing Sean Spicer on television? So because they're pulling back the role of the White House press corps that's been operating as a guild with their little monopoly status. And he said, well, we pulled him off because Sean got fat. And so he's doing that as a joke. And then you have Chelsea Clinton come out and say, the White House is using fat shaming to justify increased opacity.
Fully trolled. And didn't Spicer actually get a promotion, too?
Yeah,
I think Spicer got a promotion.
But seriously, she doesn't recognize sarcasm. I tweeted out, is Chelsea Clinton such a dense snowflake that she doesn't understand it's sarcasm? Or did her mother's obesity aid her opacity? You know, because
she never had press conferences.
She's not even a good person. She even told Webster Hubble, Happy Father's Day.
Wow, how rude.
She told the wrong guy. She's in complete denial.
You know, it's amazing because I think that there's been a lot of instances, though, where either Trump tweets something or Flynn says something or there's some, you know, mitigated thing that gets said. And then the left just blows it up. It's a fully troll. They just troll themselves over like a little, like Covfefe.
Yeah.
The perfect thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Trump tweets out Covfefe, and then we all kind of love to make a joke of it. It's funny. They freak out about Trump's Twitter. He does the Covfefe. It's fun. It's a joke. We all laugh. And then the left is like, look at the right. They're crazy. They're joking about Covfefe. How could they? It's not even real. It's like, yeah, we have a sense of humor. It's funny. You're the ones that freak out about Trump's
about
Twitter.
Chelsea, she has absolutely no sense of humor.
What did you call her, thick as a brick?
Yeah, she is thick as a brick.
But at least she's not thin as a skeleton like Megan.
The thing is, to have the nerve to say that this is a lack of opacity when her mother probably holds the record for the fewest press conferences of anybody who's running for president. That's the amazing thing to me. Not only the total humorlessness of this political correctness, but the hypocrisy that she thinks she can get away with. I thought what Steve Bannon did was brilliant.
isn't that the overarching story that will never die is the blatant hypocrisy of everything that we're seeing? The Russia investigation. It was the Democrats that colluded with Trump. Russia was meddling in our election. No, that was the Democrats. Or excuse me, the Democrats colluding with Russia. So it's just like this blatant hypocrisy. And now the latest is Chuck Schumer gets on the floor and says, how dare the GOP want to pass Trump Care without even showing us what's in it? How dare they present Trump Care, but we can't even read the bill? Up Chuck Schumer, the lowest scum in politics, perhaps now. That's exactly what you did with Obamacare. And you bragged about it. Jonathan Gruber bragged about it. I mean, that's how ignorant they think the American public is.
But it is wrong to do that in secret, and it is wrong to not have an open discussion.
Of course it is. How can Chuck Schumer say that?
Yeah, the Republicans need to be better about that. They need to call him on that hypocrisy about that, but they also need to do the right thing. And Senator Rand Paul is very upset about that as well. There's a very easy way to get rid of the criminal bankruptcy and violation of our rights and the Constitution. And Jerome Corsi laid that out in great detail. This thing is funded on money that has been stolen from Fannie and Freddie investors. They need to restore that. They could shut that down very easily. All they have to do is end the appeal. That is all that they have to do.
Thanks, Megyn Kelly, for joining us. Paul Joseph Watson on the other side.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday edition. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got a couple of guests coming on from the Rebel Media. They were in attendance at today's Day of Rage leftist temper tantrum in London, where the Corbynistas threatened to overthrow the government. Didn't actually happen, imagine my shock. But they got attacked within 15 minutes of arriving at this protest, bundled into a police van, driven out of London simply for challenging these progressives on their ideas, of which they have none. They have no arguments whatsoever. They hold up giant banners saying Communist Revolutionary Party. A pathetic amount turned up. They held a protest in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, proving once again that they need to get a job. The joke going around on Twitter was, you should have, if you were afraid of these Corbynistas requisitioning your property, which is what Jeremy Corbyn has called for, you should just hang a sign saying job centre above it, and that would have scared them off like a cross to a vampire. So we're going to get Lucy Brown and George Llewellyn John on the show at the bottom of the hour to discuss what happened with them today the progressive, tolerant liberals there in London. But on the subject of progressive, tolerant liberals, Europol reports, this is the big European Union police organization, their statistics say leftists carried out 27 times more terror attacks than right-wingers. A new report by Europol has revealed that leftists carried out 27 times more terror attacks than right-wingers in 2016, once again debunking claims that the right represents a bigger extremist threat. Which, of course, we saw again in the aftermath of the attack on the mosque, or the attack near the mosque on Sunday night. You know, the right is the biggest extremist threat. This just proves it once again. Well, no. That's complete BS. You look at the figures. In 2016, there was one terror attack. Nobody died. One terror attack blamed on the right wing in Europe for the whole year. The left wing carried out or attempted to carry out at least 27 terror attacks. So you have a factor of 27 to 1 left wing versus right wing. Of course, the vast majority of deaths were as a result of Islamic jihadists, religion of peace. So again, just one right-wing terror attack was recorded for the entire year. 142 failed, foiled, and completed terrorist attacks, out of which 27 were left-wing. So it's 27 to 1 left versus right-wing. 13 attacks were blamed on Islamic jihadists. The rest were labeled separatist attacks. There were 142 deaths, 135 of which were as a result of Islamic terror attacks. 374 of the 379 injured were due to jihadist terror. So by far the biggest threat in terms of people dying and in terms of terror attacks are jihadists, Islamists, and leftists. So don't come at me with this crap about the far right being the right, the rising threat in terms of domestic extremism and domestic terrorism. It's the left. We're exactly 1 week out since a far-left terrorist, radicalized by anti-Trump media hysteria, radicalized by Trump-Russia collusion fake news, tried to massacre Republicans. That was just a week ago. Nobody's even talking about it anymore. You know, who was it? Scott Pelley came out and said it was Trump's fault. You had a Trump supporter being stabbed 9 times by an Armenian Muslim gang because he supported the president, because he had Trump paraphernalia on his vehicle. That guy went through surgery. He's still in hospital. If that was the other way around, imagine if a gang of violent Trump supporters had stabbed a Muslim 9 times and they were in hospital. They were critical. That would be a nationwide news story. There would be absolute apoplectic outrage and condemnation. And rightly so. But it happens the other way around. Nothing. Absolutely nothing, because they're desperate to bury the real narrative of hate crime, which is the fact that it's being meted out against Trump supporters, against conservatives, all the time, on an almost daily basis now. Then you look at the facts in Europe, they show, they prove, the left is a far bigger terror threat. Now, in the US, and this is also included in the article, extremism experts are finally now beginning to realize that the left is a far bigger threat in terms of domestic extremism. Brian Levine, a former NYPD officer who now specializes in counter-extremism, told Vice. Okay, Vice. Not Breitbart, not InfoWars, but Vice, who actually did a story on this, extremism experts are starting to worry about the left, that he realized the left was a bigger violent threat when he attended a KKK rally last year as an observer, not as a member, only to find himself having to protect one of the Klansmen from being attacked by a member of Antifa. At that point, I said, we have something coalescing on the hard left, said Levine. They talked to another counter-extremism expert, Oren Sigal, the director of the Center on Extremism. He said, I think we're in a time where we can't ignore the extremism from the left. And he was speaking to increased Antifa violence. He went on to say, quote, when we have anti-fascist counter-protests, not that they are the same as white supremacists that can ratchet up the violence at these events, it means we can see people who are violent on their own to be attracted to that. So they're admitting now in the US, the top counter-terror experts, the main concern when it comes to domestic extremism, when it comes to domestic terrorism, is now the left. The figures in Europe back it up. The wave of actual hate crimes against Trump supporters in the United States over the last 6-7 months back it up as well. That's the true narrative, not the narrative you will hear on the mainstream media, where they have one guy crash into a group of Muslims near a mosque in London, and suddenly that's the foundation of an entire narrative of this Islamophobic hate crime wave sweeping Britain. Because the cause of that was the numerous Islamic terror attacks that have happened in London and Manchester over the past 3 months. That was the cause. No Islamophobic backlash to any of those attacks up until that point. That was the cause. The cause wasn't the fact that Brits are so racist and intolerant. So that's the true narrative that they're not telling you. Also, we have CNN and Jim Acosta, the activist who is posing as a neutral, impartial reporter, literally having a fit on air when he starts whining and complaining about, God forbid, Donald Trump being asked an equal number of questions from conservative media outlets and mainstream media outlets. Here's the clip.
Slowly but surely being dragged into what is a new normal in this country, where the President of the United States is allowed to insulate himself from answering hard questions. He hasn't had a full-blown press conference since February. He has these 2+2 press conferences with a foreign head of state where, you know, maybe he'll take a question from a conservative news media reporter and then somebody from the mainstream media. It just, this isn't how we do things in this country, but for whatever reason, we're all going along with it.
That's just not how we do things in America. We can't have Trump taking an equal amount of questions from conservative and mainstream media, can we? God forbid. This is a guy who is posing as a reporter. This is the same guy who tweeted out the fake news that Donald Trump hadn't gone and seen Congressman Scalise when he was in hospital after the attack last week. Again, completely fake news. He never apologize for it. He just blamed another reporter when initially he said it was a White House source that had told him that Trump didn't go to see Scalise in hospital. Complete lie. And he's out on CNN again, whining and bitching and complaining about, God forbid, Donald Trump taking equal questions. Absolutely insane situation. Meanwhile, the national referendum on Donald Trump's first 6 months in office, not my words, the words of the New York Times, ends in humiliating defeat for leftists. Of course, this was the congressional race in Georgia where Karen Handel beat John Ossoff despite being outspent by a margin of 7-1. The Democrat spent $22 million on his campaign compared to Handel dropping just $3 million on hers, a replay of how Trump defeated Hillary, despite being vastly outgunned financially. And, of course, they had another temper tantrum in reaction to that, refusing once again to analyze the reason why they lost, to look in the mirror, to have a moment of self-reflection. Maybe it's the fact that you've got absolutely no policy whatsoever apart from to point at half the population of America and call them racist and misogynist. Will they ever get to the point where they analyze their own policies? We shouldn't tell them to. I mean, they've lost and lost and lost again for the past 6-7 years. So why should we even be encouraging them to reassess their campaign? Mayor Bloomberg went on CNN with Anderson Cooper and said Democrats will lose in 2020 because the party is going to be torn apart. Last night, CNN and Anderson Cooper's effort to desperately avoid discussing the Democratic debacle unfolding in Georgia, Cooper decided to pivot his discussion with Mike Bloomberg to focus on the 2020 election cycle. So basically, Bloomberg said Trump has a 55% chance of re-election because he's the incumbent, he has the advantage. And Bloomberg went on to say the Democratic Party is going to be torn apart by the left and the centrists because, again, they can't coalesce around one focused message. It's all about demonizing the opposition through identity politics. It's all about jumping on this failing social justice bandwagon. It's not working. It continues to fail, but they continue to do it. And we should be celebrating that fact. We had a terror attack again today in an airport in Michigan. Officer stabbed by man yelling Allah Akbar at airport. FBI investigating possible terror. Isn't it interesting how the report of the attacker at the Finsbury Mosque came out? He shouted he wanted to kill all Muslims. That was reported by an eyewitness. It was confirmed, bombshell proof within minutes. This is like, oh, he may have shouted Allah Akbar. Maybe it's terrorism. Maybe we'll just drop it and hope everyone forgets about it. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
We're live. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We've got our guest coming up in the next segment. But for the time being, I want to tell you about the mega summer special, 4th of July special, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time only, remember, free shipping on absolutely everything. All these specials come with free shipping store-wide on absolutely everything, including the specials. We have Brain Force at 30% off, Super Male Vitality 30% off, huge discounts on the select storable food for 40% off in some cases. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack 40% off. Again, while supplies last, we're under unprecedented attack on a daily basis. Yours truly was called a hate preacher this week. It was a Nazi last week. What's it going to be next week? Alex Jones, of course, under unprecedented attack from the media, especially in light of the Megyn Kelly story. We really appreciate your support. We're dependent only on you. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We're not given fat checks by globalists like George Soros. We don't make money by creating infomercials for dictators like CNN does. No, we rely on you and you only by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, which are available now, free shipping store-wide for a limited time with this 4th of July summer mega special. All your favorite products at huge discounts. Take advantage of that while supplies last. InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, the conservatism is the new counterculture mugs and t-shirts available. Also, we got a few minutes left in the segment. Let's delve back into the news. Of course, we had an attempted attack in Brussels at the train station there, which I traveled through with Joe Biggs and Zimmerman a couple of years ago when we were covering the aftermath of the Paris attack, when they were still hunting for the terrorists in Molenbeek. Guess where this terrorist come from, this potential suicide bomber? Guess where he came from? Oh, it's Molenbeek. Brussels station attacker tried to blow himself up with a nail bomb as he stood next to a group of passengers. Thankfully, he was unsuccessful. They managed to gun him down. Now he's dead. But another attack, or attempted attack in Europe. We had the Champs-Élysées attempted attack a couple of days ago. It's literally virtually every day now. But 47% believe there's a fundamental clash between Islam and British values. This is a YouGov poll carried out across the world. And in fact, if you drill into the stats, it shows there's even more belief that Islam is intolerant, is not able to integrate into Western society and values. Britain is slightly less. In other countries such as Finland, it's higher. But 47% of Brits believe that Islam fundamentally clashes with the values of British society, with only 23% saying they think Islam is compatible with Britain. And again, the numbers elsewhere are higher. You've got 60% in Finland, 59% in Denmark, 59% in Norway, 56% in Sweden. Sweden! Can you believe it? I mean, the anti-immigration party in Sweden is currently the most popular party. They've got an election coming up next year. Could Sweden still save itself and prove itself to be an example for the rest of Europe? But this poll again shows, there was a poll a couple of months ago, significant majority of European citizens wanted to shut down Muslim immigration entirely. Entirely. They wanted a Trump-style ban. In fact, more than a Trump-style ban, because that didn't even include, what, nine of the top 10, actually, most populous Muslim countries. European citizens, when asked, want to shut it down altogether. The majority of them. They're all Islamophobes, they're all racist, the majority of people living in Europe. Absolutely incredible. Obama-appointed BLM activist blames white people for illegal alien murdering Muslim girl. So we had this story yesterday. Of course, we pointed out the fact they blamed Trump supporters for this tragic death of a Muslim teen. It turned out to be an illegal immigrant from El Salvador that ICE had been trying to deport for years. Even after that came out, even after it was known that it was an illegal immigrant, not a white person, not a Trump supporter, that didn't stop Brittany Packner, a Black Lives Matter activist, who was appointed by Obama to take part in the president's 21st Century Policing Task Force, from blaming white people for this illegal immigrant's alleged actions. She wrote on Twitter, quote, "If you have trouble understanding why a person of color could abduct and murder Nabra Hussein, go learn about internalized and transferred oppression." So even though it was an illegal immigrant, non-white, he abducted and killed her because of white people, because obviously he had somehow absorbed by proxy their inherent racism and hatred for Muslims. So no matter what happens, even if it's an illegal immigrant murdering somebody, they still find a way to blame white people. Because they're demented, because they're intersectionalists, and that's just how they roll. They're racists. Look back, it's the Alex Jones Show Live. Rebel media film crew mobbed by leftists at the Day of Rape protest in London. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say they're amazing.
Thank
you. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Launches by the coast on a hillside that's over.
It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we have our guests on the line. The Corbynistas marched on Parliament today. Their goal was to overthrow the government. That's what they actually said before this march took place. Didn't quite happen like that, but we're going to find out what happened during today's Day of Rage in London. We have George Llewellyn, John and Lucy Brown, cameraman and contributor for the Rebel.media, who were there today. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Paul.
Good to have you here.
Long day.
Now, you were there doing filming for Rebel Media. You were inserting yourself into this very tolerant, progressive group of people. Tell us what happened almost immediately when you arrived on the scene today.
Well, we were actually just scoping out the scene. We hadn't even started reporting yet, and there were a few guys who were kind of on our side who were doing a bit of live debating. So we started filming them. So they were the ones that were attacked, and then, of course, I had the rebel microphone. So as soon as, I don't know, as soon as people saw that, they kind of started whispering to each other. Word got round. Yeah. Of course, I'm white.
I mean, the whole thing took about in and out in about 15 minutes. We kind of turned up, filmed this debate that was happening. They chased those guys right out of Parliament Square. Kind of a pretty much the whole protest kind of chased them out.
So who were the guys that they were chasing again?
They were from a YouTube channel called Make Britain Great Again. So they're actually like allies. The owner's a friend of mine, but they're our guys. Yeah. But they were just there.
So how did they know that they were evil Nazis? Were they wearing any kind of caps or, God forbid, a British flag?
Trying to have a discussion.
They literally just said that, it was a kind of a cross-party issue and not a, it was kind of a governmental issue rather than a political issue. And they were just, I've never seen anything like it. They were just screamed at.
Yeah, I mean, Kensington is a Labour councillor, is that right? A Labour MP? That's what they're saying.
Yeah. So they had the temerity to engage in a civil discussion with these people, and for that they were chased out of town, right?
So we kind of followed them with a camera, obviously trying to get that footage, and then they kind of chased them out of Parliament Square, and then kind of one of them came back, started talking to Lucy and saying, "Oh, but you guys are fascists, aren't you?" And you can kind of see them all looking around, looking for the next victim. They kind of get their sights on us, and they're just straight in there, straight away.
They're all wound up.
But they were on alert for fascists, God forbid, people with different opinions, to try and, like, almost literally lynch them. You were there for what you said about 15 minutes. What happened next?
They attacked George's equipment, which is, like, the second time this week that's happened.
I was wearing this hat. Probably not the best idea, but, with the weather we're having at the moment, I kind of just wanted to keep it simple. And this guy just rips the hat straight off. I probably quite stupidly just went straight after him, find myself in the middle of it all, and then kind of Lucy's coming after me.
Well, it's actually my hat, so I wasn't going to let them take it. It's one of my favourite hats. It really triggers people. But they just went straight for George, and then they cornered me, and they formed like a circle, literally like a Stonehenge around me. And they kept pushing. You know how they kind of push you and say it's probably best for you to go? So I was standing there going, I'm not going.
Oh, it's tackling, isn't it? It's basically what the police do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Lucy called it a metaphorical stoning when we were in the police van on the way out, because they had to escort us out. And I think it's absolutely right. It really, really was a metaphorical stoning. I had I even had someone like barging into me. And then, that was in the police van. So they kind of had to take us out.
Had to bundle you into a police van because you tried to have a conversation with some of these people.
Apparently, yeah. It's our fault because we were inciting hatred and we were disturbing the peace. And it's the same with the Make Britain Great Again guys. One of them actually got a cut on his head, and he went up to a police officer and explained that someone had hit him over the head with a flagpole. And they said, "Well, it's your fault for turning up and inciting hatred."
Yeah, having your own opinion is inciting hatred now in Britain. So they weren't actually bundling you away for your own protection, really. It was because you'd done something wrong. That was the implication.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, the sad thing is we went along. We've got a video that's just gone out on the Rebel in the last hour from Grenfell, where we went down a couple of days ago. And what we saw there was this actually like a really great scene of kind of people coming together. The Sikhs were there kind of giving out food, everyone was kind of trying to sign up to volunteer, and it was this actually quite a surprisingly kind of positive community vibe. And then I think, there were very few people actually from Grenfell there today, because today was just anger and hostility. And we were trying to say to people, actually, we do believe that these people have been failed on quite a huge level, and something's gone wrong somewhere, and people need to be held accountable. But they just weren't interested. They just saw the hat, saw the rebel mic, and that was it.
Well, yeah. It's interesting because there were comments about Grenfell from one of the charities representing some of the victims there before this protest took place, basically distancing themselves from it, saying, "We don't endorse anything that's going to happen with this protest." So, as you said, it looks like it's a different group of people. It's these Corbynista types, these Antifa types that are hijacking the poor situation that these people find themselves in, hijacking the grief. To pursue their own aim, which in their own words before this protest was to overthrow the government. I mean, why would you come out with such an insane aim for a protest, which is clearly not going to happen unless you're going to try and cause violence? Thankfully, nothing happened. I mean, I've seen pictures of them getting up and screaming in police officers' faces. Did you see much of that? Did you see much anger?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, before we even arrived there, we were kind of checking Twitter when we were on our way over, and it was just constant kind of arrests, arrests, arrests. And we got there, we were surprised how small it was, because, you know, usually the arrest seasons are huge.
They're not very good at organising things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it really was just this hardcore group, and they were just going after anyone. Like I said, after they chased these guys out, they just turned, and they're like attack dogs, just looking for the next. You know, it's not a case of, oh, this person's done something to piss me off, I'll go after them. They're looking for somebody to go after. They're looking for someone to kind of just shout down and attack. I mean, I had one guy, this kind of middle-aged Scottish guy, looked like he could just be anyone's dad. Looked completely kind of innocuous. And then suddenly, when the police's back turned, comes up to me and just says into my ear, "You're going to die today, mate." And I'm just thinking, like, bloody hell, I'm here with a camera. You know, I'm here with Lucy. We're trying to have a conversation with people. And it's just this horrible, horrible aggression that just, it's not a counter-protest, it's not a protest about democracy or the government even, it's just these people who are saying, we want things our way, and we're going to be violent and aggressive and nasty until we get it.
I mean, we've got the photographs up on Infowars.com, literally they have huge banners saying Communist Revolutionary Party. They talk to people, they say, you wanted to overthrow the government today, how are you going to do that? They've got no idea what they're talking about. Do they have any kind of coherent message? I mean, what kind of signs did you see? Was there any kind of coherent aim to this protest, or was it just a huge temper tantrum?
Tories out, Tories are scum, May is bad. What else?
It was basically, I mean, it was just your usual kind of socialist workers, you know, the placards that they hand out everywhere.
Yeah, Socialist Workers Party, they always turn up everywhere, and they have these stalls, and they just give out these signs to people. They have so many signs that people just come, and they just hand them out, like, I don't know, like three cans of Coke. So people just pick them up and start wandering around with this sign. They don't even know what it said.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't think half the people there probably even knew.
And then there was that one, we saw a picture of it, and I caught a glimpse of it, the Theresa May Suck Your Mum. What the hell are these people doing? Like, there's no...
It doesn't even make sense. I mean, the other thing was, this was in the middle of the week. It was in the middle of the day. This isn't a national holiday as far as I know. You know, I mean, you could have worn, like, badges pretending you were working for the job centre, and they would have probably avoided you like the plague, right?
Yeah, absolutely, but I mean...
I mean, how can they expect to get large groups of people on at 1 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon? It just sounds very dumb to me.
Everything in their world is just... They think everyone's like them. They're so confused.
They're absolutely not the most kind of intelligent or logical of people. Like.
They're what we would call in Britain a waste man.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they just really want to kind of blame the system for everything. They don't care really, I think, about organising an actual movement or pressure or kind of creating pressure groups or anything like that or actual demonstrations. They just want to go out and scream at people and shout at people and, like you say, throw a huge temper tantrum.
And do you think that's largely based in just virtue signalling, or do they actually believe that they're going up against this oppressive group of fascists and they're on the moral high ground? Do you think it's one or the other?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that when you see people get triggered, it's a very psychological thing that's happening. It's like kind of their brain just can't comprehend that what they believe might be wrong. It's like a chip, isn't it, in the kind of...
But I think one thing I'm noticing now from kind of going to these things with the cameras, it's that they're happy to let people on their side film, and whenever we turn up with a camera, they're trying to break the camera. You know, again, like Al Quiz the other day... Today they tried to rip the lens off the camera, tried to rip apart the sound equipment. They know what they're doing, and they know on some level that what they're doing is wrong. Because why else wouldn't they want there to be video footage of it? Why else wouldn't they want to be seen on camera doing these things? There's one guy who was screaming at Lucy, you know, right up in her face, and he kind of grabbed my camera, almost ripped it out of my hands, and tried to throw it on the floor. Now, there's people on their side who are doing that, but they know that footage isn't going to go out anywhere. So why are they trying to stop the people who are going to put the footage out? You know, stop them from putting it out, and it's because they know they go with the intention of causing trouble.
Well, exactly. I mean, criminals don't want to be identified, do they? That's why they wear masks. That's why they insist that nobody films their behaviour. as well as the fact that it just doesn't resonate with anyone, and that shows with the numbers. I mean, I don't know what they were expecting, but the final picture that I saw when they were marching to Parliament, it was a pathetic amount of people. It was probably less than 200 people for a supposed major march, which had got mainstream media attention for days before. They could barely get 200 people out there in a capital city. I mean, does that show how little their message is resonating?
I mean, there were genuinely more tourists on Parliament Square today than there were. It kind of made me laugh, actually, when they were bundling up into a police van, because they had kind of a handful of police vans on either side of Parliament Square. And I was just thinking that the police have way overestimated, you know, how many people are going to be here. There were officers everywhere, probably pretty much one for every protester. And it just kind of looked quite sad as we were driving away, really. Just kind of, you know, felt sorry for them more than anything. These idiots who were turning up, and, you know, it's just them and a couple of mates, and that's it. And no one really is going to listen. No one cares.
So they bundled you into the van. You said they drove you out of London entirely. Is that correct? Or outside of central London?
No, just a safe space and just dropped us off.
So they kind of took us out of central London, dropped us off, and kind of just said, on your way. But we had a few interesting chats with them. Again, this is what we're kind of realizing whenever we're doing these rebel videos, that most of the kind of ordinary police guys are on our side. And they, you know, a few of them expressed regret at kind of having to step in and, you know, whisk us away rather than kind of being able to do everything else. But I suppose when it's a volatile situation like that, they kind of have to, just to kind of stop anything major kicking off.
Yeah, I mean, there was another video of them jeering at troops who were having a drink in a soldiers club up in one of the balconies there. I saw that as well. Also wanted to ask you about the fallout from Tommy Robinson's appearance on, I think it was Good Morning Britain yesterday with Piers Morgan. I don't think Piers Morgan was quite prepared for the backlash that he got, given he was so confident that he had roasted Tommy Robinson. Didn't quite turn out that way in the court of public opinion, did it, afterwards?
I mean, even after, I think it's part of when he went in all guns blazing, because even after he put out his article kind of blaming Tommy for everything, he even tweeted the night before, and he said, you know, there's a disturbing amount of support. So he kind of went into that interview knowing kind of how popular Tommy was, but I think even so, he wasn't prepared for a lot of it. You know, Caelan was telling me this morning that he was on the show this morning trying to kind of almost basically say that, oh, maybe I went too far, maybe I went in too much, and apparently they just cut him off and went straight to the news. And when they cut back to him, everything was kind of just going on as normal.
It's incredible. I mean, it really blew up in his face, especially when he started trying to claim that, you know, the Bible contains more violence. Guys, I must have missed the news story where you have a terror army of Christians literally beheading people across the world, causing mass numbers of Christian refugees to flee countries. I missed that part. I missed that part where people are trying to blow themselves up in Brussels train stations based on Bible passages. I missed the part where people are running down people on bridges and blowing limbs off little girls based on something they read in the Old Testament. I must have missed those news stories, guys. Did you see them?
I think the biggest threat at the moment to Western civilization is the Westboro Baptist Church, because those guys are seriously, I mean, we're in some serious trouble. They are, you know, they're killing us every day. Another attack.
I think it's almost not so much just an attack on Tommy. I think it's an attack on all of us, and it's, you know, all of what we're doing. You know, I've been told today that apparently there are notes going around about it, kind of advising all of the mainstream media to use certain words now, specifically actually instructions to do so, whenever talking about all of us. And it's because they're scared. They know their days are numbered. They know that there isn't the market.
They are numbers. They are numbers. You should be scared.
Yeah, they absolutely. They should be terrified, and they are. But what they're doing is they're just doing these attacks. You know, like Piers did on Tommy, and it's backfiring on them. They're just going to carry on doing more and more of the same stuff, and they don't realize that they're just digging their own grave. And all we have to do is keep doing what we're doing, keep telling the truth, and just let them do it for us.
Yeah, it's great. This job's crazy.
It's massively backfiring, and they're having to cover their tracks. Today, the BBC had to change something they put out about Islamophobia, where they said Islam means peace. Well, it doesn't. It means submission. They had to change that. You'll notice, guys, that after the attack near the mosque on Monday, Within minutes, they were reporting he said, I want to kill as many Muslims as I can. They trusted the eyewitness. They reported it. Fair enough. Same thing didn't happen after that stabbing a few weeks ago in London, did it, where they were chanting Allah, Allah, as they were stabbing the woman. Then they actually covered it up. The BBC censored an eyewitness saying that these individuals said Allah during the stabbing. That didn't go out on air. But the fact that he said, I want to kill all Muslims, that goes out on air immediately. That's trusted. So there's a huge cover-up going on with the BBC after every single terror attack.
You know, it's on all sides. I mean, look at kind of Diane Abbott. She went in straight away calling it a terrorist attack. And then kind of London Bridge, Westminster, all of that. They were just incidents. So it's kind of this complete, I think they've completely revealed their hypocrisy about it, because, you know, where are all the news articles about, you know, be careful not to be, you know, prejudiced against white people now. Let's not go out and do attacks on white people. You know, we mustn't do... There's none of that, because they know that it's all bullshit. They know that the Islamophobia thing is just made up. So they're not going to make it up when, you know, when it suits them. So they're not going to use it unless it kind of suits what they want to push. And they've just completely highlighted the hypocrisy in all of this.
Yep. Exactly. We've got 20 seconds left. George and Lucy, just tell people where they can find you on Twitter and YouTube.
So I'm on Twitter at George Llewellyn, and also it's the Rebel TV. YouTube is just the Rebel Media and the Rebel Edge. And the video of today's march, once we've sorted our sound out after the Richter equipment, it will be online on the Rebel Media tonight.
And I'm on Lucy_Brown.
All right, we'll be sure to link it in the description. Lucy Brown and George Llewellyn. John, thanks for joining us. We're back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've
can run. Final segment of the fourth hour. Before we get back into more news, I just want to touch upon CNN right now, because they've put out a tweet about this stabbing in the airport there in Michigan. We know from eyewitness reports that the terrorist said Allah Akbar as he was stabbing this police officer in the neck. CNN comes out with a tweet. Preliminary indications are Michigan airport suspect said something in Arabic before stabbing officer, officials say. No, we know what he said. It was reported hours and hours ago by all the eyewitnesses. This is what I mean. This is what I'm talking about when they report, for example, after the mosque attack, immediately he said, I want to kill as many Muslims as possible. They trusted the eyewitnesses. They reported the quote. Fair enough. But you flip it round. You had the stabbing in London a few weeks ago. Three Muslim women attack another woman with knives. Start stabbing her, start screaming about Allah. They interview one of the eyewitnesses to the attack. They cut out, and I made a video on this, they cut out, they censor the part where she says the attacker said Allah. CNN in this case, oh, he said something in Arabic. We may never know. We may never know his motivation. It was reported hours ago. Again, that's soft censorship. They just say, yeah, he may have said something Arabic. We'll let you know. Next day, everybody's forgotten about it. This is what they do every single time. It's despicable. And it's an agenda right in front of your face. 4th of July summer special is still available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free store-wide shipping on Brainforce Plus, Superhero Vitality, and all the great products. 30 to 40% off while supplies last. This is the July 4 mega summer special. From Facebook censorship to attacks on our funding sources, InfoWars is under an unprecedented globalist siege on all fronts. We need your support more than ever, and you can take advantage of that special with huge discounts on all your favorite products at InfoWarsStore.com. A few final news stories here. Didn't get to this yesterday, but it's an important story. Muslim Peace March Against Terrorism attracts more journalists than participants. Now, this was in Cologne, Germany, on the weekend. They said they were expecting 10,000 Muslims to show up and march against Islamic terrorism. How many showed up? 300. Most of them journalists. 300! The so-called Muslim Peace March Against Terrorism was organized in Cologne, but it drew far fewer participants than the organisers had hoped for. Most of them were German. The Social Democratic politician said there were more journalists and policemen than protesters. So that's how much they're interested in decrying terrorism. Again, you have to sympathise with them to some degree, because if they do decry terrorism, then that paints the target on their back in many cases, because these communities are ghettoised, they're radicalised. But that just is a blinding example of the problem that we have. Of course, the initial reports, oh, 10,000 Muslims are going to show up for an anti-terror march. Oh my God, that completely dismantles the narrative that there isn't enough of an element calling out the extremist element within their community. And that's reported widely. The march actually happens. Nobody shows up. Everybody forgets about it. That's what happens every single time. Woman, 28, is raped 9 times by 3 asylum seekers who filmed the brutal attack on their mobile phone after ambushing her at a town fair in, you guessed it, Germany. It was invited in 2 million Muslim refugees. A tearful woman broke down in court in Germany as she alleged that 3 asylum seekers raped her a total of 9 times when she was ambushed at a town fair. So that's going through the courts. They'll probably claim to be 15 years old, like happens every time. They'll probably get away with a slap on the wrist, like happens almost every time. YouTube's pro-refugee propaganda video, by the way, not doing too well. Go and see the downvotes on that. That's going to wrap it up for the show, though. InfoWars Nightly News coming up. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.